Aaron Watson hit the hay running. That's his latest right here on Iron Country. Big Red with you, 8:38, and with me in the studio, we'd like to welcome Evan Pingle. How you doing, Evan?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you in here. Evan came out, he was one of our judges at The Voice, got up and sang Chris Young. Am I right?
Yep.
Sang a Chris Young song, and I said, when you come to the studio? He said, when do you invite me? I said, you can come anytime. It's good to have you in here. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Evan, for our listeners here.
Well, I'm 38 years old. I'm born and raised in Janesville. Lived there just about all my life.
Yeah.
Married for 6 years now. I got two kids, a daughter and a son. And, yeah, I love my two jobs, actually, what I always, yeah. always like to say. I got the two best jobs in the world. Play music by night, and I'm a beer delivery guy by day.
So. Oh, that's like delivering air, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. And on Saturday night, I hosted Crossroads, our show on Saturday night, Tyler being gone. And I had a guy that pretty much drove you into music with his coaching techniques, playing football, Coach Pogo. He admitted to he was your coach when you were a kid. What was it like, playing for the Bear Bryant of Clinton?
he was awesome. He was a lot of fun. He kept things light. I think that was the main thing, but it was all work when it needed to be. But for the most part, he made football fun.
Now, you've played over to Boxcars, right?
Yep, I have.
Have you seen a show in the room yet?
I have not. I know he keeps texting me just all the time. One of these times I got to get over there.
But it's kind of hard when you got two kids,
it
right?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, you'll never forget a show in the room.
Sure.
It is something fabulous. Well, tell us now, you said you were didn't get into really playing guitar till into your 20s.
Yep.
What made you pick it up?
I was actually in between jobs at the moment. So sitting at home, I had about 3 months off. And I said, well, if I'm ever going to do it, now's the time. When I first turned 21, I had a buddy that drug me up on a karaoke stage, and the reception was good.
Yeah.
So I figured, well, maybe I can do this. And it was, I played one song, and I was like, holy cow, maybe I can actually do this guitar thing. And 2 years later, I started to play shows.
I know one of the story that Pogo told the other night was that he was back in the kitchen. And you were singing karaoke at Boxcars.
Yeah.
And he goes, usually I don't think anything of it. And he goes, all of a sudden I heard this guy singing. And he goes, I came out to see who it was. And he goes, and it was Evan. Then I figured out I coached him in football. And I said, hey, that you owe him. You know what I mean?
I mean,
for what you did to him as a young athlete. Now, who are your influences musically? I've heard you sing the Chris Young tunes.
Yep.
Who are you looking at?
I grew up on 90s country.
Yeah.
My first concert was Alan Jackson. I remember having a Don't Rock the Jukebox t-shirt in first grade that I wore till probably had holes in it.
Yeah.
So guys like him, Clint Black, George Strait, I mean, all the 90s guys,
Garth,
right off the bat,
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so now you're doing it yourself. You said you've got one gig booked right now coming up. And what's that?
It'll be Thanksgiving Eve. I'll be at Sidelines in Janesville, I believe at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
There, so.
And now, do you got some original stuff that you do, or
do.
Are you just doing covers?
For the most part, I do covers, kind of depending on the crowd. I think if they're actually listening, then I'll get into my original stuff. But, those are my favorite to play. And the best part about them is if I screw it up, then nobody really knows. It's
yeah,
perfect.
That's a great part about it. Well, let me ask you this. Is there a place that people can, do you have a website? Are you on Spotify where people can actually go check it out?
Just at the moment, I'm on Facebook. Evan Pingle Acoustic, if you search for that. And it should pop up for you. I'll get all my originals on there. I'll do covers here from time to time as well.
Okay, and so that's where everybody can find out what's going on with you. I'm going to play a quick Alan Jackson song, and then we'll have you come on and play one of your originals. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
All right, Evan Pingle's coming up next right here on Iron Country.
I bought her.
It don't get much countryer than that right there. Alan Jackson and Dallas and... we were just talking off the air, Evan and I, about Zach Topp and how country he is and how he is so 90s. He got the mullet and he's just, and if you like 90s country, you got to be listening to Zach Topp.
Oh, I totally agree.
We got the chance to talk to him at CRS, and he was talking to me about how Alan Jackson, and now he's the opening act. For Alan Jackson on his final tour, is there an artist out there that would be like the dream gig? Is the Alan Jackson the dream gig for you?
He'd be right up there.
I think
him, George Strait. I mean, Garth Brooks. You look at all those guys. I mean,
George Strait.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah, like there won't be a lot of people there for that one.
Right.
Yeah.
No kidding.
So it is 8:45. We've got Evan Pingle in the studio with us this morning. And Evan's going to play one for us. Tell us a little bit about the tune you're going to play us.
I figure if I have one flagship song, this is probably it.
Okay.
You know, the crazy thing is when something's so true, how easy it is to write. And I mean, I've had songs I've written, it's taken me months to get them done. This one took about 30 minutes, and just the words, I couldn't wait to get home the next day, put the music to it. And it's kind of, even if it doesn't happen, it's kind of everything I'd want to get out of the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
It blows my mind when an artist can stop singing, the crowd sings a song back to them.
Oh, yeah.
Like how cool that's got to feel. So that's kind of the whole basis of this song. And it's called The Words of My Songs.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Evan Pingle on Iron Country.
Not a day goes by I don't wish I did some things different. Picked up a guitar as a kid, or took a few lessons. Maybe I'd have moved to Nashville, straight out of high school, to try my hand at a new life, to see my name in lights. I spend hours and nights watching the big names play their hits. They'll quit singing and let the crowd fill in. I get a rush just thinking what that must feel like. Knowing you made something that hits them all just right. Someday I hope y'all know the words to my songs. Now I'm 6 years into me playing this six string. Got a wife and daughter sitting right there with me. The smile of that little girl, soon as I play a melody, beats every sold out show I wish I could play. I spend hours and nights watching the big names play their hits. They'll quit singing, let the crowd fill in. I get a rush just thinking what that must feel like. Knowing you made something that hits them all just right. Someday I hope y'all know the words to my songs. I spend hours and nights watching the big names play their hits. They'll quit singing, let the crowd fill in. I get a rush just thinking what that must feel like. Knowing you made something that hits them all just right. Someday I hope y'all know the words to my songs. The words to my songs. The words to my songs.
Outstanding, my man. That is a great tune. I like that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Have you been in to record that yet? Or?
I have not. I bought some recording stuff for the home.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the whole kid situation makes it hard to use that.
Oh, yeah. I hear that. Unless you want them on the album with you.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of peace and quiet at the house these days.
Well, that is a great song. And now we've got it acoustically. We'll probably start playing it here on Iron Crank if you're cool with that.
That would be amazing.
Evan, once again, tell everybody how they can find out more about you and about your music.
You can find me on Facebook as of right now. At some point, I'm going to get a little more going. But now, just on Facebook, Evan Pingle Acoustic. You can search for it on there. I'll post my schedule, what I got coming up. And once again, I do all my originals on there, and I do covers from time to time as well.
All right. And you're going to be at Sidelines.
Sidelines on Thanksgiving Eve.
Okay, on that Wednesday night.
Yes.
You're always welcome back here. If you write a new song, you want to bring it back here, always welcome here.
Well, I got about 10 in the works. So.
All right, buddy. Well, we want to thank Evan Pingle for coming in this morning. Evan, like I said, you're always welcome here.
I appreciate it. Thanks again for having me.
All right. It is 8:50 right now. Let's get over to the news desk and see what's going on. Good morning, Stan Stricker.